Open your Bibles to Malachi, last book, the Old Testament of the Word of God. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. I remember so clearly when our brother Denny, he was sitting about right there where you are, Jesse. And when it came time to share a word after a message was preached, I don't remember what message was preached that day, but I remember Brother Denny getting to his feet and speaking as only Brother Denny could speak, with authority, with prophetic voice. The Lord shall arise over this congregation with healing in his wing. Those words were spoken in faith by a man who was in the crucible. I think all of us remember also when Brother Denny stood in this place and gave the last exhortation to this congregation and broke his heart before us all, acknowledging sin and failure and humbling himself. Brother Denny left us an example of humility, of honesty, painful honesty in confession and repentance. Today is what, July 3? Is that right? 2016? July 4. How many years ago now, brothers, that Denny was called home? 4 years ago. You know, Denny wasn't perfect. But I miss him. I love him. He had a propheticness about him. He had an authority about him. He spent much time with God alone, begging God, pleading with God for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, for a revival. He used to say in our ministers' meetings, "Oh, dear brothers, when God comes, He will take care of it all. All our ministry, counseling, labor, oh, when God comes, when the Counselor comes, when the Prince of Peace comes, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father comes and steps down into the midst of His people. Oh, He will take care of so many things." I like the way Brother Elmer said it. Brother Elmer Peachy, one day he said, said, I love conviction. Did I state that properly? I have learned to love and value conviction. When God shows me my sin and my need. Because when I see my sin and my need, oh, then I can come to my Savior who has His arms outstretched and welcoming sinners and seeking sinners and a friend of sinners. Hallelujah! But you see, when I don't see the ugliness of my pride and my self-centeredness and my, oh, and the list can go on, just loving myself, and when I think I'm a pretty good person, when I think I'm fairly righteous, oh, Jesus didn't come for the righteous, but He came for sinners. Jesus didn't die on the cross for my mistakes. He died on the cross for my sins. And you see, when I acknowledge my sin, then, oh, praise God. Unto you that fear my name, brothers, sisters, the fear of the Lord is such a blessing and a gift from God. Oh, God says to this man, will I look? That man that trembles at my word. That bowed figure before God. To that man will I look. Let's bow before Him now. Can we kneel before the Lord now? Our Father in heaven, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we acknowledge, I acknowledge my need. That which I see, I know, Lord, I don't see it all as You see it, but Lord, I acknowledge my need. My need of Your cleansing blood over my poor soul continually, Lord. The need of the Holy Ghost in my life. Father, I acknowledge and agree with Jesus that without You, I can do nothing at all. Oh Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that You would, in Your merciful kindness, anoint Your Word to all of our hearts here together. Father, I pray that You would captivate our hearts and our attention. Deliver us from evil. Deliver me from evil. Lead us not into temptation. Lead us unto Your everlasting life. O Jesus, Thy words are spirit and they are life. Lord, quicken them to our hearts here today. Deliver us from distractions. Deliver us from other thoughts coming in and crowding out Your word. Oh, Father, help us to see that we are in the presence of God. Every moment, all the things that we do are before the Lord. Before Your eyes, everything is open, Lord. And Father, I just do pray that today You would, in Your kindness and Your mercy, grant us a revelation of Your holiness, of Your goodness, Your beauty, Your love. Bless each one. In the name of Jesus, we ask it for Your sake and Your glory. Amen. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 60. We'll look at a number of scriptures here this morning. Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. To those that fear the Lord, the Son of Righteousness shall arise. He shall arise upon His people. The glory of the Lord shall be seen upon His people. And the gross darkness that covers the earth and the people who sit in darkness, the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. Oh, this is the will of God for His children, that the light of God would be upon us. The light of God would illumine our hearts and our path, and the glory of the Lord be upon His people. The Lord shall arise upon thee, and the kings of the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. You know, it was shared this morning in our discipleship class that, you know, what is a peculiar people? And what defines a peculiar people? And a number of brothers just shared how that, you know, you meet somebody and you can tell that the glory of the Lord is upon their lives. They are that chosen, called out individual, and Christ is in them, and the glory of God is shining through their lives. And you might have never seen them before. You never met them before. And they might come in a manner that doesn't maybe even look very churched, you might say. But they're full of the glory of God. You know, peculiarity is not something strange or weird. We talked about that word peculiar people as being, you know, sometimes you think of it as something that makes people look weird, or they're just sort of strange people. But that's not what it means. It means rather that the glory of the Lord is upon His people, and that they're sanctified and separated unto God, and they're God's treasure, God's chosen people. This is the will of God. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise, and He shall arise with healing in His wing. Do we have need of healing? You know, our God is a healing God. He's a healer. But you know, I believe this goes a lot deeper than talking of physical healing. But it does cover that as well. Let's look at Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Turn there with me if you would, please. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wing. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, and His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, my brother, my sister, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. And oh, when we think of our sins and our iniquities that are like heaped up over our head, and to think of the forgiveness of sins and the forgiveness of all our iniquities. What a wonderful Savior! He forgiveth all thine iniquities, and He healeth all thy diseases. And He redeems thy life from destruction and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He takes us from out of our dung pit and the dunghill, and He sets us among princes. Our whole life, our whole identity, Brother West, is changed and transformed and transitioned because of Jesus Christ. And I'm no longer an outcast. I'm no longer a beggar, no longer bound in sin, and no longer sick in my sins and in mine iniquities and my diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. For it is in Him that we find forgiveness. It is in Him that we find healing. It is in Him that our lives are redeemed from destruction. It is in Him that we are crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. Unto you that fear my name, says the Lord, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wing. Let us turn over to Matthew and look at the testimony of our Lord Jesus. Look at a number of different scriptures here this morning. Matthew 9 and verse 35. Matthew 9 and verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus went about all the villages and the cities and the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. There was nothing that could stand in the face of Jesus Christ. Not one disease, not cancer, not a lunatic, not blindness, not crippled in body, nothing. My Bible tells me Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus hasn't changed. The gospel hasn't changed. It's good news to us poor sinners. It's good news to us who are bound in sin. It's good news to us who need a Savior, who need a Deliverer. Jesus Christ was manifest that He would destroy the works of the devil. It is not God's will for any of His children to be bound in sin. There is victory. There is deliverance. The devil is defeated. He's a defeated foe. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now He tries to blind our eyes and to hold us captive. And He looseth not the house of His prisoners. But Jesus is the mighty conqueror deliverer, and before Him every sickness and every disease must go in the name of Jesus. Wow! Jesus healed every sickness and every disease known to all the people. In every village, in every city, and in the synagogue. Unto you that fear My name, says the Lord, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings. And Malachi tells us, farther, ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Ye shall go forth. The Son of Man shall arise. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Beautiful prophecy. Isaiah 55. Beautiful word of the Lord. Isaiah 55 and verse 12. Let's stand together as we read these beautiful verses, this declaration of the Lord. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. You may be seated. Unto you that fear My name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings. And ye shall go forth. Ye shall go out with joy. Ye shall be led forth with peace. In Psalm 92, we have another beautiful description that is just so lovely. Turn there with me. Psalm 92. I want you to see this for yourself from the Word of the Lord. Psalm 92. Psalm 92 and verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is My rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And he shall flourish in the courts of God. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord, the Son of Righteousness, shall arise with healing in His wings, and ye shall go forth and flourish and blossom and bring forth fruit even in old age. And ye shall grow up, he says here, as the calves of the stall. And here he talks about growing up like a cedar tree into a tall, strong cedar. Ah, this is the will of God for His people. The righteous flourish in the day of the Lord. Now let's move on to verse 3. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. This speaks of victory. After there is a healing, after there is a deliverance, then he speaks of victory. Ye shall tread down the wicked. They shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. I'd like to spend a little time now in Joshua chapter 10. So let us turn there. Joshua chapter 10. This is the account where Joshua was warring against the enemies of Israel, and the battle there at Gibeon. And it's a little hard to know where to break in here, because we could read the whole chapter for the sake of getting the whole picture. But we see here that Gibeon called for the help of Joshua. In verse 4, come up and help me that we may smite Gibeon, and for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. They were calling for the kings to gather together against Joshua, and five kings of the Amorites gathered together, and they made war. And the men of Gibeon, in verse 6, they called and said, slack not your hand from thy servants. Come quickly and help us, save us. And then in verse 8, the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. And so we'll read on here to get the context of the account here. Joshua therefore came suddenly and went up from Gilgal at night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goes up to Beth-horon, and smote them to Azekiah and to Mekadiah. And it came to pass, as they fled before Israel unto the going down of Beth-horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Uzziah, and they died. And there were more which died with the hailstones than with whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. So we see how God was warring for the children of Israel, and how that He was on their side, and He had discomfited them, and He slew them with a great slaughter, with hailstones from heaven. And then we see how that in verse 12, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasar? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Wow! Isn't that an amazing account of how the Lord fights for His people? And it tells us here that the sun stood still, and I don't know how they determined how long it was, but it says for about a whole day. But everything just stopped and froze, and the sun was giving light upon the enemy so that they could see the enemy. It didn't become dark. They could see the enemy, and they could rout out the enemy, and they could fight unto the full victory. Brothers, sisters, to those who fear my name, says God, shall the Son of Righteousness arise upon you, and you shall have light, and you shall be able to see, and He'll expose the enemy. Well, this is a beautiful picture. There was no day like it ever before or after. But now, as we read on here, they had a great victory there. But Joshua returned in verse 15 with Israel, all Israel with him, to the camp of Gilgal. But these five kings, remember those five kings? They came and said, "Help! We need to gather ourselves together to fight against Israel." And these five kings, they fled and they hid themselves in a cave. And it was told Joshua, saying, "The five kings are found hid in a cave at Makkediah." And Joshua said, "Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it for to keep them. And don't you stay, but pursue after your enemies and smite to the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities. For the Lord your God does deliver them into your hand." And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter, till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. And all the people returned to the camp of Joshua at Makkediah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then said Joshua, "Open the mouth of the cave. Bring out those five kings unto me out of the cave." They had won a great victory. But the victory wasn't complete yet. It wasn't finished yet. These five kings that were hidden in this cave, they entrapped them in the very cave that they were hiding. And now he says, "Go open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings out of the cave." And they did so. Verse 23, "And those five kings were brought unto him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the captains of the men of war which went with him, Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near, and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. And afterward Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until evening." I would like to draw a little parallel here. You know, here were these great victories where God fought, and there was no question. God is in the midst of His people, and He's working mightily. God rained down hailstones from heaven and slew the enemy, and God was at work. And God was wrought a great deliverance to Israel that day. But here were these five kings, and they were alive in the cave, and Joshua brought them out as an example and a lesson. And he showed them and brought them forth, and he said, "Now to all the captains of Israel, the men of war, come near and put your feet upon the necks of these kings." Do you think they might have been a bit intimidating, a little scared? I'm sure the kings were trembling. They knew what's coming. But what I'd like to draw a parallel here today is, though we have had great victories with our Lord Jesus Christ, if there is a strong man still troubling you in your life, still hid away in a cave somewhere, and still causing sin to abound in your life, or sin, besetting sin in your life, like these kings, these were not just ordinary soldiers, these are the kings. You see, you got to go after the king. You have to defeat the king. You have to defeat that old serpent, the devil, that old Lucifer. He's a defeated foe. Jesus came to destroy him and all of his works. My dear brother, sister, let us not slack to believe the promise of God and get those kings out of those caves. Get them out of their hiding places, out of their darkness where they lurk and hide and cause their damage and do their wicked works and speak lies and blasphemies. We need to get those wicked kings out and believe God that we shall tread upon the necks of our enemies. Jesus Christ has triumphed. He has conquered. Is there a king in your life? Have you seen great victories? And you know you're a Christian. You know you're a child of God. But there is a need of a deliverance from the king that is holding you captive in a certain area of your life. We talked about it the other Sunday. Is there any place being given to the devil in your life? I want this message to be such an encouragement to you this morning that you roll away the stone from that cave where that king's hiding and you drag him out into the bright sunlight, into the light of the presence of God, and you know that you have authority in Christ Jesus to put your foot upon his neck and to slay that giant. He shall not have dominion over you as God's child. Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, be not dismayed. One of the number one things that keeps us in bondage is fear. We're afraid to try to deal with that king because he hisses and spews and spits and carries on and tries to hold on to his authority. But he is defeated in the name of Jesus. You who are a Christian and a child of God and have Christ in you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, my dear brother, sister, faith is the victory that overcometh the world. To believe God. Joshua said, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to your enemies against whom ye fight. If I can just, make somehow, Lord, open our eyes to see the awesomeness of our God. Not the greatness of the mountain, not the strength of the king, but the strength of our God. Our Almighty God, who healeth all of our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, and who opens up the prison house. Jesus came to bring deliverance to the captive. Oh, dear brother, sister, as I look at this here example and how Jesus came and He led captivity captive. He led them captive. All those wicked evil hosts. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That sin should not have dominion over us. Ye shall go out with joy. Ye shall be let forth with praise. Triumphing over the enemy. Wow. Let me turn back to Malachi again. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth no longer in bondage, no longer in despair, no longer in defeat. Ye shall go forth with joy and with singing and triumphing over the enemy. Why? Because the Son of Righteousness is arisen with healing in His wing. And ye shall grow up as the calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked. For they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. I thank God for all the beautiful things God is doing. I believe that prophetic word that Brother Denny spoke out of the Holy Word of God, out of the Scriptures, is already having a certain sense of fulfillment. But I believe God wants to do a greater sense of fulfillment than what I have experienced yet and what we as a congregation have experienced. And so this morning, I invite us to believe the Word of the Lord and to receive it as the promise of God. The sun shall arise, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in His wings. Oh, the devil is defeated in the name of the Lord Jesus. When there is a kneeling figure before God, when there is a humbling heart before the Lord, when there is an acknowledging, Lord, I need You. I can't do this. I need Your help. I need Your deliverance. I need Your mighty power. And God is able to move in such marvelous, wonderful ways. Like here they saw it very obvious. The sun stood still and hail came down out of heaven and slew the enemy. You know, God is able. When we trust Him and when we believe Him and we humble ourselves before Him, God is able to set in motion things that we would never dream of. I like the way Brother Dwight says it still. God has a million and one ways that we never thought of to bring about a victory. And bring glory to His name. Amen. Wes, do you know that little chorus, "Ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with praise"? Let's all stand together as we sing that unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, maybe we can learn a new one. Ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with praise.
The mountains and the hills shall bring forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. The trees of the field shall clap their hands. The trees of the field shall clap their hands. And we go out with joy.
And again,
with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall bring forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy.
Clap their hands, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
The trees of the field shall clap their hands.
The trees of the field shall clap their hands.
And we go out with joy.
And all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. You know, as the gospel came, there was great joy in every city where they believed the gospel, and men were set free from bondages and sins, and the glory and the joy of the Lord arose upon His people. And so today, my dear brother, sister, may we believe the promises of God, and we shall also go out with joy. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. One of the names of our God is Deliverer. I love that passage in Psalms 18. It says, "The Lord is my strength." But I think that word "deliverer" is in there. But we know it's, that passage is in numerous places in God's Word. But praise God. We serve a mighty God who's well able to deliver us. out of all our sin, iniquity, even heal us. Think of Luke, it says, the Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, the opening of the eyes of the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. Praise God. Anyone care to share this morning something on your heart, whether it's a confession, whether you need prayer? Maybe this morning you need prayer in a certain area of your life. Feel free to share. We'll pray for you. Engage our hearts that we can experience a freedom that is in Christ. So lift up your hand if you have a testimony or a comment or a confession.
I was very blessed by the encouragement today, and I just saw a picture of the authority that we have as parents, and to take that authority, that God-given authority, and though the enemy rages in the home and in the situations our children are find themselves in and tempted with, we as parents are tempted to withdraw when they're resist with the hissing and spitting image that Brother Aaron shared. I thought, well, that's how our children react to us sometimes when we say no. But we've been given God has given us authority to say no, and in doing so, we defeat the enemy's tactics, both for our child, the temptation he's facing. Our parental authority is like putting our feet on the necks of our enemy and allowing God's victory to come for our children and for ourselves. And so I was making home application to the message, and I also rejoice in looking forward to praying for the Martin family and seeing the deliverance that the Lord intends to bring.
Praise God.
Rejoicing in that.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't know how to get all my thoughts together. The Lord's been showing me. I think, especially today during this service, that He wants to do a healing in our family. And we had planned our immediate family and their families to be together later this afternoon. One of the family was sharing with me yesterday. I know he's been going through a lot of deep struggles. He went through a conference last week where his eyes were open to some things, and he wants to share with the family. Specifically, one of the leaders of the seminar that he was sharing with said, the things that you have said to me point to the fact that maybe there's some involvement, like with the Freemasons, somewhere in the family. We don't know of any, but it very well could be. He said those specific things that you said point out to that kind of thing. So it just seems like, I just feel like if we can keep the enemy away long enough to get the sharing done that needs to be sharing, because he wants to distract us with other things. And so I just ask for your prayers, especially the rest of the day as we gather, and that there would be an opportunity to share what needs to be shared, and that there would be some freedom come from the result.
Anyone else? While the mic is being gotten to Mike there, I just want to encourage us in this matter of, it says there in Malachi, to those who fear the name of the Lord. And that's the one who, the Son of Righteousness, arises with healing in his wings. So take courage this morning. If you're at a place of, you know the fear of the Lord is in your heart, but you know you're struggling, that's a promise to you that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings in your life. Another scripture I think of in Isaiah here, it says, "Who's among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." And I still well remember, back when I was going through my depression years ago, I used to run to counselors hither and yon trying to find that kind of quick fix, And I came to a point where I just said, "Lord, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how you know the way out of this. And I'm just going to cast myself on you and follow you." And it's been a journey ever since. God's healing, and yes, I've had my struggles, but I can say I've been on a path. And so I just want to encourage us, that quick fix usually doesn't work. In fact, it says here in Isaiah 50, in verse 11, it says, after the verse I just read, it says, "Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have in mine hand, and ye shall lie down in sorrow." And I think it's just simply saying when we try our own methods and try, we endeavor to light our own fires, that we end up lying down in sorrow. And I've taken some of those paths, and they haven't worked in my life either. So I just want to encourage us, if we're lying in darkness and have no light, he that feareth the Lord, those that fear the Lord, if they walk in darkness and have no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Brother Mike, you had a
couple of areas that you can pray for. Me is, I really appreciate the encouragement. I feel like of late I've given into some fears of losing the war after losing a couple of battles. I get fears of losing in battles of child training and hearts of the children. So that's an area of prayer also, the Lord could bless our family to tie hearts as we go on a trip. We're going to be gone for 3 weeks, and so we're not going to be here. If you could remember us in prayer, to the Lord would be with us as we visit our families.
Amen.
Thank you.
Brother Dwight?
Make Brother Mill express something that was kind of floating on my heart there. He said it much better than I can. And looking back over my life, I can see the value of staying with God. That's just kind of simple, I guess. But not losing faith. He said, always pray and not lose heart or faint. "You shall reap if you faint not." Another place. Maybe I can connect that a little bit to what Brother Denny said. If I remember right, and I think Aaron said this with one word, this prophetic voice came out of the time of Brother Denny's life when God was taking him deep with himself. I think there's a lot of mystery there to the rest of us, but I had the sense that Denny came very close to God in those days. And so I believe that was a prophetic word. another word of God. But you know, if Brother Denny had never said that standing in this congregation, we have it in the book.
Amen. Amen.
And so we need to hang on to what God said. And one more thing that is helpful to me, it is different. Let's also remember that Jesus healed every sickness and every disease. No person ever came to Him that Jesus had to turn away. And when He healed them, they didn't limp away or wear glasses. But not everybody was healed. And I know that's a statement of the obvious, but it's pretty important. Not everybody came to Him. My Aunt May said something one time talking about the woman who went to doctors for 12 years. Said she's convinced of two things. The doctors couldn't help her, and Jesus could. And that kind of summarizes all who came to Him. They were done with everything else. They were done with the quick fix. They were done with all the fixes. They had nothing except Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? I want to encourage you, Mike, with what you shared there. You know, I was so encouraged with the series on Touching the Invisible by Brother Emmanuel. One of the, I think it was the last chapter there, it mentioned how when we take a hold of a promise, that even if we fall 1,000 times, if we come back and take fresh courage, we'll get there. We'll get there to where that the war is won. And that was a great encouragement to me, because I have faltered in the midst of trying to hold to a promise of God's Word in my life. That was a great encouragement to me. And so just want to encourage us again with the verse in chapter 40 of Psalms. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry, and delivered me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Now if they put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. So I just want to encourage you, encourage us all to retain hope in our situation. To retain hope in the Lord, because God will surely come through. And here David exhorts and says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, heard my cry.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.